Welcome, friends. This is the sound of fire. You may want to turn up your speakers because today's episode is sizzling with entrepreneurial passion and excitement to help you build your business with one of today's top 10 business podcasters.
What is the DNA of business marketing? How do we market ourselves now and in the future? Brand communications is evolving. Are you? Let's explore together. Spiral upwards. This is Spiral Marketing.
Today's episode is on marketing for podcasts, and I am fired up to have a guest who is a perfect expert to speak on the topic. John Lee Dumas is the founder and host of Entrepreneur on Fire, awarded Best of iTunes 2013. John interviews today's most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week and has been featured in Forbes, Inc., and Time magazine. John has turned Entrepreneur on Fire into a business that generates over $200,000 a month and shares all the details via his monthly income reports at eofire.com/income. John also founded the number one podcasting community in the world, Podcasters Paradise, a community where over 1,200 podcasters learn how to create, grow, and monetize their podcast in a supportive environment. Entrepreneur on Fire generates over 750,000 unique listens a month, and recaps of these 700-plus episodes and much more can be found at eofire.com. John's work has helped to inspire thousands upon thousands of podcasters, myself included. I'm honored to present John Lee Dumas. John, welcome, and thanks for being on the show.
Carl, I'm just honored to be here, my friend, and of course, prepared to ignite.
Beautiful. Well, as you know, today's topic is marketing for podcasts, which I think naturally lends itself to leadership, leading a community of followers and supporters. And John, I want to commend you for that because I think you've done an amazing job at that specifically.
Thanks, Carl. It's been an honor to lead this podcasting community that's just kicking out some amazing hosts that are inspiring millions of people every single day in thousands of niches across the world.
Well, I've listened to many of your episodes, many episodes of Entrepreneur on Fire, and one of the elements that I'm most impressed with is the questions that you've come up with. And if you don't mind, I thought it'd be kind of fun to hear how you would answer your own first question. So, cool. John, are you ready to ignite?
Let's burn this place to the ground, Carl.
All right. Well, how do you think marketing for podcasts is different from traditional marketing? Would you define podcast marketing as its own category?
Absolutely. The thing that really sets podcast marketing apart is the fact that it is so personal. It's so genuine. It's so one-on-one and it's so intimate. It's you, the podcast host, literally being inside the earbuds of your listeners as they're running along the beach or coming through the 8 car speakers as they're driving to work in the morning. So however people are consuming your content and consuming your marketing, it's just a different, intimate, exciting experience. So with podcasting, you are your brand. Your voice is your brand. And there's nothing more powerful to human emotions than voice. It's the first thing, you know, as we are being formed into little human beings back before we're even born, that's, you know, the vibrations, the voice that we hear. And that's the thing that we first cling onto during those first couple months before we can even see more than a foot in front of our face. And the voice and the power of that connection never leaves us. And that's what I love about audio podcasting specifically, is that you don't have to say no to something else to say yes to podcasting. So you're having people that right now are washing the dishes, are folding their laundry, are trying to rest on a plane ride going over the United States, or are walking along the beach, are driving to work. And they're listening and hearing our voices, Carl. We're accompanying them on this path. And they've chosen to listen to us. It's not terrestrial radio, but it is an on-demand, targeted, specific choice that they've made to consume this content. And I'm just honored to be able to share this moment in time with the listeners.
Excellent. That's a great answer. Felt like you just took us on a quick journey there. Well, you're clearly a passionate guy. What keeps you passionate about podcast marketing?
So what keeps me passionate about podcast marketing is the ripple effect that I see every single day in the way of tweets, Facebook messages, emails that I receive back from our podcast marketing efforts that we do. When people not sharing, Carl, with me their personal successes that they've had because of listening to Entrepreneur on Fire and hearing the successful and inspiring stories of my guests, but of hearing the people that those people have gone on to inspire. So that third degree of separation, that ripple effect that happens when I have a listener who gets inspired to follow their passion, to create something amazing in their niche, and then inspire somebody else that never would have heard of Entrepreneur on Fire, that never would have heard the name John Lee Dumas, but now is out there inspired because of somebody that I inspired. I love that ripple effect. And those are the favorite emails that I receive from people every single day.
The ripple effect. That's beautiful. How did your past bring you to becoming such a great podcast marketer, do you think?
So my past was really a diverse past because, you know, I was in a lot of different careers before I settled into podcasting. I was an officer in the U.S. Army for 4 years active and 4 years in the reserves. And within that time frame, I held a lot of different positions. I was a platoon leader. I was a logistics officer. I was, you know, in charge of so many different aspects of our platoon, of our battalion, of our division, that I learned really how to work with people. I learned how to work with numbers. I learned how to work in paperwork, you know, all the best and the worst that comes with actually leading. I learned how to do as an officer. And I was able to kind of take a lot of learning from my post-military careers in law school, and then in corporate finance, and then in commercial and residential real estate. So these really diverse careers that I've had have all kind of added to my Swiss Army knife kind of approach of what I am as a leader today. So when I did launch Entrepreneur on Fire, I was able to utilize all these past experiences that I had in the different fields and the different strengths and weaknesses that I found out about myself as a leader and apply them to leading the Entrepreneur on Fire tribe that I lovingly refer to as Fire Nation.
You're a talented guy. Do you think you could point to one trait that makes you sort of uniquely predisposed for huge success in podcasting?
So one thing that I definitely think helps me a lot with podcasting, and specifically with the podcast marketing and with the success of Entrepreneur on Fire, is discipline. I am a very disciplined entrepreneur. And usually those two words don't go together. Usually a lot of people go into the world of entrepreneurship because they kind of brace against that yoke of discipline. They want to break out of that structure and that regimented discipline that a lot of different careers in corporate America can impose upon them. And I definitely did not like to be disciplined by others, but I definitely love to implement discipline into my own life of my own doing. So I have a very, very structured day. I have a very, very structured work schedule. And that discipline has allowed me to create a podcast that comes out every single day of the year and has been going strong now for over 700 episodes. And I had the top podcasters in the industry when I reached out to them and they mentored me through my beginning stages, say, John, a 7 day a week podcast can't be done for X, Y, and Z reasons. And they were all great reasons, but I knew that if I could set the disciplined regimen up and follow that structure to a T, that it could be done. And there'd be a lot of success for that person, hopefully me, that was able to do it successfully. And, you know, here we are 700 episodes later, having been awarded Best of iTunes in 2013, just this month alone will eclipse 1 million unique listens. And the revenue that we generate is over $250,000 every single month going forward. And it's been quite a ride.
That's fantastic. I heard somebody describe one of your philosophies as massive immediate action. Does that resonate with you?
Massive immediate action, MIA.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to implement that into my vocab here. I love that. You know, being an Army guy, MIA always used to mean missing in action, but I prefer massive immediate action for an acronym. So yeah, that just became my second favorite acronym.
Very nice. What's your favorite?
Focus. Follow one course until success.
I love questions. I know you love questions too. Do you have a favorite question that you like to ask to challenge yourself?
So my favorite question that I like to ask myself is, what did you do today that made you uncomfortable? And if too many days go by that I don't have a great answer for that, I really start to sit down and make sure that I correct that. Because if you as an entrepreneur are not putting yourself in a position that you're uncomfortable, that you're stretching your limits, that you're pushing the envelope, you're really not growing as an entrepreneur. So I am continuously looking to put myself in unknown and uncomfortable situations. And it's that that's really allowed Entrepreneur on Fire from going to what was a one-trick pony, basically just generating revenue off of sponsorships, to now having 9 legitimate revenue streams that come in on a monthly basis that will bring us to a gross revenue of over $2.5 million in 2014.
Other than joining Podcasters Paradise, what do you think podcast marketers need to do to become better?
Well, I do have a gift, Carl, for all of your listeners that will make them immediately better for in the podcasting realm, and it's free. It's my book, Podcast Launch, which is the number one ranked book in all of Amazon with over 300 5-star reviews and 15 video tutorials. And they can either pick it up on Amazon for $7 or get it for free because they're listening to your show at eofire.com/gift.
Thank you, John. That's very generous.
You're welcome.
What do you think inspires your style of leadership?
So what really inspires my level of leadership and my kind of philosophy of leadership is, back in my military days, I saw that the people in my chain of command that I respected were those that were willing and able to take full responsibility for all of the actions that happened in their chain of command from them below. The officers that I respected the most were those that said, you know what, this person, that person, and this was an absolute screw up, but you know, I am the leader. I take full responsibility. And I respected those officers to the nth degree. And I could never respect the officers that are always passing the buck, that were always blaming other people, that were always blaming circumstances. And so for me, I absolved to A, be that kind of officer that always took 100% responsibility for everything. And B, I've taken that into my entrepreneurship world and always been 100% responsible for anything that happens in my chain of commands. And being at the top, everything is my responsibility.
I have to agree. Accountability is so important and somehow undervalued. What do you think sets apart the decent podcast marketers from the best podcast marketers?
Authenticity. You know, you have a lot of people that see podcasters who are having a lot of success, and they go out and try to mimic that success. And there's nothing wrong with taking things that you see working from other people. I mean, we are all standing on the shoulders of giants. It's just a reality of life. But those podcasters that are going out there and really finding their authentic voice and creating their authentic show are the ones that I'm really seeing going out there and being successful, because people are resonating with authenticity these days more than ever. And with podcasting, you choose your medium. You choose how and when you want to listen and learn. And that's so important for podcasters to realize, that the listeners that you want are those that are resonating with your authentic voice.
Absolutely. Life's too short to not be original, right? Many of my listeners are marketing and advertising professionals. Do you see a role for marketing consultancies or ad agencies in the world of podcasting?
Absolutely. That's the really exciting thing about the podcasting world, is that it is exploding on every single level. Within iTunes alone, there are 525 million active users of iTunes. 315 million people have an iPhone. That means that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, people are within arm's reach of your voice, of your brand, of your message, whatever that might be. And it's a massive demographic that so many people just are not taking advantage of. And there's no reason not to, because it's really an easy barrier to step over to enter the podcasting world. And with the iOS 8 app update just coming out with the iPhone, making the podcast app a native and unremovable app, That's going to explode the podcasting world on iPhone even more than it already has. And Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are both going into dashboards of every car coming off the lot in 2015 and beyond. It's just incredibly exciting to see the direction that podcasting is moving. The final barriers are just being swept away. And before long, you know, everybody's going to be listening to podcasts, because why would you choose to listen to something that you don't have control over, that's not on demand and that's not targeted, when you have the equal opportunity to do the opposite and listen to on-demand targeted free content, which is podcasts. Now, you know, I'm not saying that podcasting is going to be around forever. Everything in life has its cycle. But for the foreseeable future, I really see podcasting taking a prominent role in people's lives.
Awesome. What do you think a day in the life of a podcast marketer should look like?
Really going back to that one word, which is being authentic. Being authentic with your podcast, being authentic in your social media interactions, being authentic in your email communications, and just being authentic in general. If you're going to conferences and meeting people in person, just really be you and always looking to convey your message, your beliefs through your brands. That's what we do with Entrepreneur on Fire. And that's really what I stress people within Podcasters Paradise to do within their niches, within their brands, within their podcasts. So, you know, a typical day should be interacting with your listeners. And my favorite question that you can ever ask anybody that reaches out to you via a tweet, via a Facebook message or an email, is to ask, what are you struggling with? And then just shut up for a second and let them answer, because those answers can really turn into gold. They'll tell you their obstacles, their challenges, their struggles, and then boom, you can turn around as the entrepreneur and create the solution to those obstacles, to those challenges, to those struggles. And that is exactly how I created Podcasters Paradise, which now has over 1,400 members, where we teach people how to create, grow, and monetize their podcast. That's how I created Webinar on Fire, where we teach people how to create and present webinars that convert. It's really a game of asking the right question and listening to the answer.
Do you have a favorite story of podcast marketing?
Wow. I mean, I am consistently being just barraged in a good way with just success stories of podcast marketing from people within Paradise. You know, we have over 1,400 members within Podcasters Paradise who are just out there literally changing the world. I mean, the Podcasters Paradise community has a voice combined that reaches tens of millions of people every single month. And that's just so exciting to see and to feel that, you know, the stories that pour in, it's just really hard to choose one. But, you know, a great story that I can tell that happened fairly recently was with one of our Podcast Paradisers and Webinar on Fire members, you know, who was struggling for a long time monetizing her podcast, monetizing her product, monetizing her services, her audience. But then when she learned the tools necessary to do so, she was able to make enough money, over $70,000 on just a couple webinars, to put the down payment down for her family's dream house that she's now moving into in the near future, all because she followed the different tools that we lay out in Podcasters Paradise and Webinar on Fire for marketing your podcast and marketing your webinar. And she was able to successfully generate that massive revenue that was always there waiting for her, but she just didn't know how to produce a product or a service to capitalize on it. And those kind of stories are really powerful because it's really changing lives.
Okay, I'm so curious because I love that last answer that you gave just a second ago. And I'd love to basically turn that question back to you and ask, what are you struggling with?
So I am struggling with finding the time to do everything that I want to implement. You know, there's this thing that every entrepreneur gets to at a certain point, and that's, you know, how do I really exchange time for dollars any longer when I've now built a business that is generating so much revenue on a monthly basis? Because one thing that I love to do, Carl, is one-on-one mentoring. I've one-on-one personally mentored over 40 podcasters over the last year. And in a much more scalable way, I've mentored over 1,400 podcasters who are all of our members within Podcasters Paradise. But the reality is, you know, with the direction we're taking our business, you know, I'm really struggling with hours in my day. So I've had to make some tough decisions and forego future mentoring of podcasters, of fellow and future podcasters that want to launch their podcast, something that I really enjoy doing, but I just couldn't expend the bandwidth to do that and continue to grow Entrepreneur on Fire to the scale and the level that I want it to be. So, you know, that's a struggle that I continue to face, is how exactly to make the most out of my hours on a day-to-day basis. And those are some of the tough decisions I've had to make.
Understood. Thank you for that. You've been witness to a lot of changes in the industry. How do you think the world of podcasting will change in the next 5 years or so?
I think the next 5 years are really exciting for podcasting because of some of the reasons I've already mentioned. But basically, the reason why podcasting struggled from 2005 to 2010 was because there was a decent barrier. You had to be kind of techie to listen to a podcast. You had to have this iTunes account. You had to know how to download podcasts onto an MP3 catcher and then somehow connect it to your car speakers or your, you know, whatever device you're going to use. But that all went away in 2010 when the smartphone just became the dominant device in every single person's pocket across the country. And podcasting exploded from that point forward and has only continued to rise. And now that you're having podcasting going into the car dashboards and you're having everything Bluetooth and streaming and Wi-Fi everywhere, you're taking away the final barriers that are keeping some people from discovering and easily accessing podcasts. So over the next 5 years, you're going to continue to see these barriers being ripped away to where everybody now is going to be able to listen to the content that they want to, when they want to, where they want to, and how they want to. And that's just going to be a really exciting explosion of growth for podcasters, taking to where we sit right now, where only 4 out of 10 Americans have even heard of a podcast, to the realm of 6, 7, and maybe even 8 that will be really exciting. And there's actually a major motion film that's being released pretty shortly here. I believe it's called Turk. I can't quite remember the name of it, but its focused main character is a podcaster who travels the country of Canada interviewing interesting people. And I mean, it's kind of funny that now a whole movie is being created about a person who does podcasting for a career.
Right. Very cool. Well, you've already mentioned some big changes in the industry. Which one are you most excited about?
So the one that I'm most excited about is that final barrier of podcasts and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto going into the dashboard of cars, because 90 million Americans drive to work by themselves every single day, and they're going to be consuming something while they're on the road. And by making podcasts so accessible, you're just opening it up to such a massive demographic that it's really going to be exciting to see people discover podcasts for the first time and just be able to turn their car on in the morning, start driving to work, touched a couple buttons on a screen and listened to their favorite podcast.
Right. Literally the new radio. That's exciting.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Okay. What's the next project for John Lee Dumas?
The next project for me is to continue to really provide free, valuable content. We already do weekly podcast workshops where I just share incredibly valuable and free podcasting tools, tips, and tactics on how to create, grow, and monetize your podcast. And we do that every single Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. People can sign up for that free workshop at podcastersparadise.com. So that's something that we've really started ramping up over the past few months. It's been such a success. And something that's right over the horizon that I'm working on right now is a free podcasting course. It's going to be a 3-week podcasting course that's over an email sequence campaign where people are over 3 weeks are going to be sent through a podcasting course all the way from creating to launching to growing to monetizing in those 3 weeks. And that's going to be a great free course. It's going to expose people to the ease of podcasting and then the potential for them at the end to join Podcasters Paradise, which will be really exciting to see how many people that get to that point want to continue forward.
All right. Well, this is another question that I've heard you ask, but what is your favorite advice that you've ever received related to podcast marketing?
So my favorite advice that I've ever received in life in general, and then I'll get into podcast marketing, but in life in general is by Albert Einstein. And that is, try not to become a person of success, but rather become a person of value. And that's how I grew Entrepreneur on Fire into an incredibly successful brand and business, was by just focusing on being a person of value and providing value and letting success follow value instead of trying to force it the other way around. And for podcast marketing specifically, I mean, this is a theme that's kind of come up throughout this interview, and I love themes, so I'm glad to keep it going because it's so important, so true. And that's just be authentic. Be yourself. That's the best podcast marketing you'll ever do. And it's really important just to kind of continue to realize that podcasting is a personal, genuine, authentic medium of communication, and you want to just really make sure that you are being authentic in everything that you do.
Beautiful. You're absolutely right, John. I see authenticity as a theme that's recurring. Also, your notion of being disciplined, and I think persistence. Before we wrap, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I think this has been a really well-rounded interview. I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today, you know, as your guest, because it's been a pleasure to answer some really unique questions and tackle the topic of podcasting, which is really exciting for the future. And overall, I hope that your listeners got some value.
Thank you, John. Well, we'll have links to everything we've talked about today in the show notes, be it spiralmarketing.net. What is the best place for listeners to learn more about you and to reach you?
So EO Fire is where all the magic happens, eofire.com. So if they want to check that out, that's our website. And of course, you know, we have links on that site for our free weekly podcast workshops. And we also do free webinar workshops where we teach people how to create and present webinars that convert. It's just us giving free value on a weekly basis. And we'd love for anybody that wants to check it out to go over to eofire.com, sign up for those workshops, get on our emailing list, and just have a ball.
Excellent. Well, John, again, thank you so much for your time, generosity, hard work, inspiring podcasters, myself included.
Perfect. Well, Carl, thanks for the opportunity, and I have definitely ignited.
Absolutely. Likewise.
Take care.
Thanks, John. You too. Bye-bye.
You don't have to say no to say yes to a podcast. Listening to John, you can't help but feel more excited about podcasting. And that's a big part of the lesson in podcast marketing. The case study might read like this. John trained himself to be disciplined, focused on the target that he was passionate about, which was building Entrepreneur on Fire. He worked tirelessly, found his authentic voice, and provided tremendous value to his audience at every step with interesting guests 7 days a week. How could that message not spread? There are other marketing programs that help spread the message embedded in the lesson today, like social media and email. But if you think about it, podcasting is quite literally word-of-mouth marketing. So light a fire for yourself or your brand. Find your authentic voice and compelling story. Provide value and let your message be heard. Thank you for listening. Cheers.